The 3 Series grew, so BMW created the 1 Series, aka the perfect start for an M car. As it happened, people at BMW agreed. BMW M colleagues began working on the project in their spare time and evolved it quietly. They had a fine engine, though not an M engine per se. The twin-turbo N54 was a zinger in the Z4, with 335 rated horsepower and peak torque from 1,500 RPM. Even without its overboost making 370 pound-feet, it was already more powerful than the holy S54 M engine. M engineers set the E30 M3 as the handling target. They used the competition package M3. The wheels, brakes, control arms, software, differential, and steering all come from that car. DCT was deemed too expensive, but the 6-speed manual was a better character anyway. The car used a fixed suspension tuned for the Nürburgring and flared fenders to cover that. Simplicity was the rule, so M limited options, no moonroof, for example, and cut the color choices to the signature Valencia orange metallic, alpine white, and black sapphire metallic. The interior came one way, black leather with contrast orange stitching and Alcantara trim. The car wouldn't be called an M1, so it was the 1 Series M Coupe, or 1M for short. And it was a driver's car. It undercut the weight of the 135i coupe by 143 pounds and the M3 by 408 pounds. 60 miles per hour came in 4.7 rated seconds, right on the M3's bumper despite a 74 horsepower deficit. The 1M was priced from $46,135. Demand far outstripped supply, especially in the U.S., which mysteriously got only 740 of the 6,300 units built from March of 2011 through June of 12. Including this car, which was actually first. It's a pre-production 1M, delivered to BMW NA in January of 2011. It was hastily repainted Valencia orange at Port Bayonne, New Jersey, though its engine bay remains white. Before the paint even cured, I drove it from BMW NA to its premiere as the pace car for the Rolex 24 at Daytona. From there, it went to Car and Driver for a cover story. The car was used for 3 internet films named Helipad, Balance, and Walls, and then shown at Bimmerfest in May of 2011 with its hood open to reveal the original Alpine white engine bay. BMW USA Classic kept the car.